Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. This is where we look at various nutrition and fitness-related topics through the lens of application. We want to give you practical takeaways so that you can create your healthiest, best self backed by knowledge. Now, onto the episode with your host, Coach Lisa.
Hello, and welcome back to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. My name is Lisa, I'm your host, and in today's episode, I'm going to continue with my 5-minute meal tip Monday, although I should probably not name it 5-minute meal tip Monday because all the other two episodes have been longer than just 5 minutes, so apologies for that. But essentially, in this segment, I just wanted to walk you through what I am eating on a regular basis, and then also a few segments on what I would do when I'm eating out or when there is a spontaneous shift in whatever. So hopefully you find this helpful. I don't know if I'm going to continue past 4 or 5 episodes with this and return to the Monday motivation. So please let me know your feedback. If you're enjoying these, then of course that is an incentive for me to keep going more into that direction. But before I get started, please subscribe, rate the show, share it on your social media. It's the best way to help me grow. So in the first episode, I talked about my breakfast and how I start my day. In the second episode, I spoke about my lunch or mid-morning coffee and my lunch also. So now moving on to my afternoon snack. I already hinted at the fact that we should really make sure that this is not just a pure, also often called naked carb. Let's just say just a muffin, just fruit even, just a rice cake. We want to make sure that we're including some protein in here and perhaps also some healthy fats, depending on whether this is your pre-workout snack or not. Then you might want to skip the healthy fats in there. But just overall speaking, it is not a requirement to have an afternoon snack or snacks at all in general. However, for most people, I have found it works better in order to reach their protein targets, and also especially for us women who tend to be more insulin sensitive, it is often a very important meal in order to keep our cravings for dinner at bay, and so that we don't come home and then feel like just eating everything that is in sight, everything and anything, or that we're cranky and just make the wrong choices. So for me, something that I absolutely love is just low-fat Greek yogurt or skyr or cottage cheese with some berries and maybe some nuts or nut butter. Here in Colombia, dairy products are, aside from regular milk, are quite expensive. So that's more of a once a week kind of treat for me that I'm allowing myself. This might sound really silly, but in Germany it's a lot cheaper. Or of course, if I come and travel in to the States, then that's also something that I might have on a daily basis. But if I don't have that, then it might just be a protein shake and some fruit, or actually sometimes also protein shake, especially at the moment since I am at maintenance / in a small surplus, a protein shake and oats, even, or protein powder and oats. Sometimes when I'm traveling, a protein bar. I don't like to resort to protein bars as a standard, not that there's anything inherently wrong with it. It's just usually a little bit lower quality protein, more fillers, and in my opinion, not as satiating as low-fat Greek yogurt, and so like a whole food protein source, so to speak. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a protein bar, but just for me personally, it's not necessarily something I want to get used to on a daily basis. Sometimes every now and then, and I did say that I was going to, you know, show you or tell you what if someone wants to have afternoon coffee and a cake, as sometimes I meet up with my Spanish teacher or some friends in general for coffee ketchup, and almost always that includes something sweet also. So if I know that that's coming up, I often increase the protein portion in my dinner and lunch and decrease the carb portion in there, especially in the dinner, then since it's like post, since by that time I would have known if it was like a larger cookie or a smaller cookie. Is it ideal in the sense of my blood sugar regulation? No, as I was mentioning, because that is a more or less naked carb source, just carbs and fats. So not technically naked, but you know what I mean? Doesn't have protein in there. So we're going to get a bit more of a dip, maybe an hour or so afterwards in terms of our energy levels than if it were to contain protein. But it is manageable. foresight, I always say that foresight goes such a long way. So we want to be prepared. If you're out on the road, it is always better to have more protein powder with you than not. It is better to have a protein bar with you than not, because protein is unfortunately always the hardest macro to come about. We can purchase fruit often on street stalls or in even at gas stations, certainly even fats, nuts and so on, often offered on the corner of the, in convenience stores. But protein bars, fortunately, like more and more, and especially in hipper places, let's just say, or in bigger cities. But if we're going rural or here in Colombia, you're not going to get to a gas station or convenience store and find a protein bar. And if so, then it's like five times the price of what it needs to be like. Sometimes I also still have another cup of decaf coffee in the afternoon with another piece or two of dark chocolate. It really kind of depends on how I'm planning out the rest of the day overall, or how mentally exhausted I am too. So sometimes I have that afternoon snack of protein powder and oats or fruit or whatever it might be. And then I feel like, oh, I still have so much more to do, but it's only 4 o'clock. There's no way I'm going to get through until my dinner at 6:30 or 7 or so. So let me just have another little pick me up. And that usually does the trick for me. I also wanted to point out there are so many great things coming out, or have been coming out over the last 10 years. We're really so fortunate that the fitness industry has spread so nicely. But if you are someone who's like, oh, I really like that sweet with my afternoon coffee, and you are not a big fan of dark chocolate, there are some great pancake or muffin mixes with quite a high protein content. Or of course, you can make that yourself also. There are a ton of recipes out there with, like, where you substitute flour for protein powder, or where you use cottage cheese for a cheesecake. So be a little bit creative instead of just saying, oh, I'm just going to have this and that. Or if people in your office always bring the unhealthy treats, why are you not sometimes that person that brings in a healthy cake with a lot of protein, just to inspire other people as well? So that would be my point here. Although I mentioned that I do have sometimes have more or less two afternoon snacks. So if you count one or two squares of chocolate, another snack. I do want to say that we want to avoid grazing in general, not just in the afternoon, but particularly in the afternoon is often where I find some people pick up grazing. So they might be very strict with themselves in the morning and then just have a tiny lunch. And then from 2-3 o'clock onwards, they start grazing. So let's just have proper meals beforehand that actually satiate you. Let's just plan for a proper afternoon snack that also satiates you, so that we forgo that constant grazing, where we constantly keep blood sugar levels elevated. That's not a good thing, and where you still don't feel satiated all the time. So that's it up to my afternoon. I'm going to continue with my dinner and further supplements later on or in the next episode. Thank you for listening. And once again, I hope you enjoy it. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or share the episode on social. Very much appreciated. You can also follow us on Instagram at Nutrition Coaching and Life, or head to our website, www.nutritioncoachingandlife.com, where we provide more valuable content. Have a wonderful day. Now go out and work on your best self.